This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today highlighted that the government under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi destroyed the ISI-backed terror group Shehzad Bhatti Network ahead of the Independence Day. He informed that the government also thwarted its plans for subversive attacks by arresting more than 200 operatives. In a social media post, he said the security forces ripped apart the network by launching coordinated operations across different locations in 14 states, upholding a brilliant example of India's zero tolerance towards terrorism. He underlined that substantial recoveries, including IEDs, grenades bearing Pakistan Ordnance Factory markings, pistols, live cartridges and CCTV cameras used for espionage were made from the ISI-funded group. Mr. Shah added that the network was involved in several terrorist activities. The government has approved 31 more applications under Electronics Components Manufacturing Scheme with projected investment of 7,877 crore rupees. These approvals are expected to generate over 9,500 employment opportunities. These applications have come from 10 states, including 7 from Tamil Nadu and 6 each from Maharashtra and Haryana. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology, Ashwini Vaishnaw, handed over the approvals to the applicants at a function in New Delhi. The applicants are related to the manufacturing of projects, including acetylene black, speakers and microphones, optical transceivers, capacitors and coils. BJP National President Nitin Naveen today announced the new team of national office bearers of the party. Mr. Naveen has appointed 13 national vice presidents, including Vasundhara Raje Sindhya, Tirath Singh Rawat, Ram Madhav, Baijayant Jay Panda, Sardar Manpreet Singh Badal and Rekha Verma. Union Minister and BJP leader Piyush Goyal has been appointed as the National Treasurer of the party. B.L. Santosh has been appointed as Organizational National General Secretary. Mr. Naveen has also appointed 8 party leaders as National General Secretary, including Vinod Tavre, Sunil Bansal, Smriti Irani and Biplab Kumar Deb. The party also named new heads of its various morchas, including Dr. Himang Joshi as the Yuva Morcha President, Roop Kumari Chaudhary as Mahila Morcha President and Bansilal Gurjar as Kisan Morcha President. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated the newly appointed national office bearers of the party and those who have been given various responsibilities. Education Minister Prahlad Joshi today held a meeting with the Secretary, Department of Higher Education, DG of the National Testing Agency and other senior officials in New Delhi. During the meeting, the minister directed that strict compliance be ensured of the established exam protocols. He also directed that a complete overhaul of confidential operations architecture, secluded rooms, air-gapped systems, device deposit protocols be implemented on a war footing. The agency has been further directed to conduct a thorough audit of all examination processes and submit a report on the corrective action taken. The Qatar-India remittance service based on post-transfer powered by UPI is now available. It enables customers in Qatar to send funds directly to UPI-enabled bank accounts in India through Qatar Post outlets. The Communications Ministry said that the service offers an instant, secure, convenient and accessible channel for cross-border remittances, particularly benefiting the large Indian community in Qatar and their families in India. The initiative combines the extensive reach of postal networks with India's digital public infrastructure to provide an efficient and convenient channel for cross-border remittances. India's ace shuttler PV Sindhu has advanced to the second round of the women's singles event at the BWF World Championships in New Delhi. The former world champion dominated Ireland's Sophia Noble, winning 21-7, 21-11. Meanwhile, in the women's double, India's Treza Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand have also progressed to the second round. In men's cricket, Indian bowlers restricted host Sri Lanka at 284 in their first innings, taking a lead of 178 runs at the stumps on day 3 of the first test in Galle. And that is the end of this news bulletin.